Today we're going to be talking about the civil rights movement in our podcast. This is Nick Hendricks, and I'll be working with James Beers. Say hello.
Hello.
Alrighty, so James is going to take it away for us.
There has been a long history of inequality throughout the U.S. in its existence. These inequalities that have occurred in the past still have significant implications today. Slavery was one of the worst forms of inequalities. Slavery has been a practice that has existed throughout history as far as we know. Through the transatlantic slave trade, African slaves were sold to the 13 colonies and existed in America up until around 1865 when we created the Emancipation Proclamation. The U.S. underwent a civil war over the issue of slavery between the North and the South. The institution of slavery regards the racism in America, which stems from and is responsible for all the issues that the civil rights was addressing.
Yeah. So, I mean, throughout the civil rights movement, pretty much all of the, problems stem from slavery. So that's kind of the root of racism in America. So the Civil War took place from 1861 to 1865, and that took place after the South had seceded from the Union and became the Confederate States. So the North was fighting to abolish slavery while the South was fighting to keep slavery, because for the South, slavery was a huge part of their economy for farming and all that stuff. So there was other issues as well that were kind of being fought over between the North and the South, but slavery was the primary issue that led to the Civil War. The North ended up winning, thankfully, and slavery was eventually abolished. However, this did not even come close to helping African Americans reach equality.
And yeah, I mean, equality really wasn't reached. It was just the idea of ending slavery. But like I said, there was still a lot of discrimination and segregation.
Which we'll talk about next.
Yes, sir. So segregation has been prevalent in the U.S. since we became a country. As soon as slaves were brought over, segregation began, essentially. When the U.S. became official, when it was created, the South was dominated by segregation due to all the, the plantations. And through the creation of Jim Crow laws, the government separated the blacks and the whites. The ideology for this was separate but equal. However, the reality was that segregation between races was the issue. And it was the opposite of equality. Bathrooms, water fountains, schools, bus stops, and many other public facilities were separated by color, which to many did not feel was equal, because although African Americans had the same access to the same public facilities, they weren't equal, essentially. They still felt segregated. This segregation also was unequal because these facilities tended to be better for the whites, and the African Americans usually got the older, more beaten down, run down facilities.
Yeah. Well, thanks,
so,
James.
Yeah, that's going to bring us into our next topic of racism.
Alrighty, so, you know, the idea of racism has pretty much existed since the beginning of time. You know, you see it in biblical times, you see it in the Renaissance period, pretty much all throughout history it was there. And the idea relates to the bias that people have to their skin color, ethnicity, and they look down to anyone who's not like them, which is an awful thing. So racism in America has been prevalent since the pretty much the creation of the U.S., and racism has been a result of the slavery and the segregation. And some might even say racism still exists today to some point, but we have gotten much better and we're continuing to get better. So I guess throughout the civil rights movement, there was lots of leaders who helped, in the segregation and the racism. So I guess we'll be talking about a few of those guys.
Yeah, I mean, the first, I'd say, significant guy would be Malcolm X. He was an American Muslim minister and he was a significant human rights activist. And he was very prevalent, especially during the civil rights movement. He's best known for his controversial advocacy for African Americans. He advocated for the supremacy of blacks, the separation of black and white Americans, and disagreed with the notion of civil rights movement that they wanted integration of all races. He went about advocating and protesting, was at times violent, but he brought a lot of attention to issues of equality in America.
Yeah. So Malcolm X, he was a pretty crazy dude on the way he went about things, and he really didn't want segregation to end, which was pretty interesting. But so the next dude, Martin Luther King Jr., which I think he was definitely the best.
Oh, for sure.
The best advocate.
Most influential.
Most influential, for sure. So he was a big civil rights leader, and so his ideals all revolved around peaceful protesting and love. And one of the things that MLK always said was that the only thing power enough to drive out hate was love. So he delivered multiple speeches, including the famous I Have a Dream speech, and he was the key leader in influencing change and will always be the most remembered civil rights leader.
Another famous one would be Rosa Parks, and she was a significant leader in equality for equality for African Americans. She experienced racial discrimination when she refused to give up her seat on a public bus. She was advised to get off the bus, and she refused to move to the back after she did not comply. This act started a great movement from her, in which the public saw a good opportunity to support her. Through rallies, her movement was a great push towards a better inequality.
Yeah, awesome. So eventually, we were able to, you know, have some laws passed in Congress that led to some equality coming and segregation ending. So the Civil Rights Act of 1964 is a landmark for civil rights. And so there, pretty much, the United States outlawed discrimination based on race, color, religion, sex, or national origin. It prohibits unequal application of voter registration requirements and racial segregation in schools, employment, and public accommodations. So next, we're going to be talking about some pop culture figures and sports figures who were big influencers during the civil rights movement.
So, for example, you got a guy named Jackie Robinson, who was the first African American to make it to the major leagues in baseball. Jackie was heavily discriminated against, but he pushed back against the hate and paved the way for many other African Americans in Major League Baseball and other professional sports. Muhammad Ali was also a champion boxer and a big advocate for civil rights. He was highly respected by leaders like Malcolm X and Martin Luther King Jr. Michael Jackson is considered the king of pop. He was an icon in the music industry and arguably the best artist of all time. He had incredible performances in music. He was an extremely influential icon for his time. Another guy would be Michael Jordan, who was arguably the best basketball player ever and an icon in the 1990s. Jesse Owens was an African-American track athlete who set American and world records. He completed the 1936 Olympics, which was hosted by Nazi Germany. He won 4 gold medals and beat a lot of other Germans in the process. Hitler did eventually shake hands with him.
He shook hands with all the athletes except Jesse Owens because he was African American.
Gotcha.
So he faced a lot of hate whenever he was at those Olympic Games.
So Nick, we did conduct a little survey towards the end of our project. What would we get from those results, do you think?
So, you know, with the survey, we pretty much were talking about, you know, how racism was back then, but more how it is now. And so in the survey, we saw that there's been a lot of positive changes that have come from the civil rights movement. But almost half of the people that took our survey said that some level of racism still exists today. So
overall, I mean, there's been progress made over the last few decades. But obviously, I mean, we have not completely rid it of racism or civil rights issues quite yet.
And we'll still be working to fix that. So, yeah. Well, thanks for listening to our podcast. You guys have a great day.